Awareness Develop Inspiration 2016 in New Vrindavan, Prabhupada's Palace of God, Smriti Samadhi.
Worship of the Lord is worship. grace alone are we able to enter the Nada. As Srila Prabhupada so often quoted the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, when will I be attracted to the teachings of the six Goswamis? For only then, taking their instructions to heart, can I understand Radha and Krishna. And what is this matter of Nada? The care and maintenance and attendance of samadhis contributes an integral part of the development of our Krishna consciousness. Because a deceased Vaishnava continues to reside in the samadhi, in the form in which he practiced devotional service in this world, appearing as a sadhaka, while simultaneously participating in the Lord's pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan. The extent to which we can realize this personal presence is a matter of our faith and purity, and perhaps most of all, the grace of those great souls. Lord Kapila also describes samadhi as that state of constant remembrance of the Lord's pastimes, name, form, and qualities. And as Krishna tells Uddhava, amongst the progressive stages of yoga, I am samadhi. And the soul is completely free from illusion by dint of being fully absorbed in the pastimes of the Lord. And Krishna himself says that when one achieves such a state of samadhi, he will certainly reach the supreme abode. Samadhi also can be translated as completion or dining. And it also means little bit that region where the spiritual and phenomenal worlds overlap, which offer and provide us an opportunity to join with the souls residing in that state of samadhi to either develop or continue relationship with him or her in his service in the spiritual world. Thus, to summarize, samadhi means both that perfect state of consciousness as well as the tomb that contains the remains, or by various means invokes the presence of that departed Vaishnava or Acharya. And this is a place of intense spiritual purity, a junction between the material and the spiritual worlds. How does a departed soul's spiritual potency remain in his physical form after he departs this world? Srila Prabhupada explains this very simply in terms of an analogy he uses to help us understand the principle. As we practice devotional service, we become more purified and free from the distractions of the material world and fixed in the different stages of smriti, and smara, we become the spiritualized. The material body develops spiritual characteristics according to the analogy Srila Prabhupada frequently used of an iron rod placed in fire, which gradually becomes hotter and hotter, red hot, yellow hot, and it becomes qualitatively as good as fire in anything it touches, bursts through the flames. This is called chinmaya. The devotee who is free from material contamination and absorption in the Lord. Developing the theme a little further, Srimad Bhagavatam calls a pastime which demonstrates this principle quite deeply. After reciting the Narayana Kavacha to Indra, the Brahmana Vishwarup told the story to reinforce his instructions and philosophy. The pastime of a Brahmana named Kaushika, who had so perfected his chanting of the Narayana Kavacha, which both shields the body in the protective armor of sound and transforms the body into the living form of that mantra. So this process, having been perfected by the Brahmana Kaushika, gave up his body by his own desire in the middle of the desert, an unknown region to anyone, until Chittarat, the Skandarva, is flying over that desert in his airplane, which was forcibly drawn down to the ground, unable to proceed any further. It was like he'd been denied entrance into that airspace. And bewildered, he asked the sages, what is the cause? And he told them, you were passing over the skeleton of Krishna. And you cannot proceed any further or achieve your destination until you reverentially and properly, according to our instructions, place his remains in the Saraswati River, which he did, after which he resumed his flight and achieved his destination. That demonstrates how, from the physical remains of a purified soul, spiritual potency continues to emanate. It's not only the physical form of the departed soul that has this potency. Srila Prabhupada quotes Lord Shiva in his instructions to Durga on this very important principle of Tadeya. Mahadev tells his wife, O Devi, the most exalted form of worship is service to Vishnu. Greater still is Tadeya, worship of those sins belonging to Vishnu. Now this can refer to Vaishnavas. It can refer belongings are then related to him. And that spiritual potency is sustained and personally protected by the special, personal, confidential role of the Lord. And why is this the Lord's will? To the extent that he personally sustains and protects and honors as we see in the history and culture of Vaishnava Samadhis was actually inaugurated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself in the passing away of Haridasa Thakur. The Lord Chaitanya personally excavated the site. He danced for the body of Haridasa Thakur. He bathed his departed form in the sea, declaring that the sea is not a holy place. Lord Chaitanya begged alms to cook a feast in honor of Haridasa Thakur, or something better for anyone else. And he also proclaimed, and not you proclaimed, the snake charmer who saw that Haridasa Thakur, seeing his cobra dancing hypnotically to the sound of his flute, which threw Haridasa Thakur into remembrance of Krishna and Kaliya. And Haridasa Thakur began dancing to the drama of his leela. He attracted the attention and reverence of everyone, and that's not the problem. He began imitating the snake, trying to beat him and really throw him away. And people were shocked. What did you do to Brahma while you're worshiping this Muslim leader? And the snake charmer, through whom Anantadeva, the king of serpents, himself was speaking, it was a long narration. The one thing I would like to emphasize is Anantadeva, through the mouth of the snake charmer, said that Haridas is so pure that anyone who even so much as chants or remembers his name will attain the supreme abode. So this is also Tadiya. The name of Vaishnavas in Kaviraj Goswami and Chaitanya Charitamrita, after giving long lists of the names of the devotees who are coming to Puri from Bengal for Rath Yatra, says that simply hearing these names purifies the heart, even if you don't know who they are. But back to the question, why is it the Lord's special and confidential will that the spiritual potency residing in the physical remains of a departed Vaishnava endures? This is a very personal moment. And reveals the Lord's desire for the welfare of this world and the opportunities offered for posterity. Common people are not continued in their worship unless they feel a sense of loving reciprocation. Moreover, it is Krishna's greatest desire and pleasure to see that his devotees are honored. To the extent that when they leave this world out of compassion for posterity, Thank you. quarters and all kinds of things. And his parents, when they're still in the culture shock of their becoming bystanders, so she looked like a very, and I heard from one devotee whose wife's parents were present, very shocked. Evolved into a palace suitable for Krishna's ambassador. and the towering dome became the axis around which all community thoughts, talks, and activities revolved, as walkways and parks also developed to award a horizontal dimension. And this is what a palace does. Symbolically, a palace is a place for royalty and is known to have treasures, and secrets, and wonders beyond the reach of the common man. How appropriate it was Really? Vedanta Govinda, or in our case, Vedanta Gurudev, everything, the world, our future, our prospects, all looks very dark, void, and quite hopeless. One thing should abide by persistently and move our lives is to turn these instructions. And we have those instructions. Srila Prabhupada very clearly in the story of Paranjana, who later became Vaidarbhi and married Valayadaraj, meaning the great devotee, and she served him very faithfully till the end. And as she was massaging his feet and they felt cold, he prepared the funeral pyre which she was on the verge of entering when that old Brahmana appeared and said, "Who is this? Do you remember me? Do you remember that your Swami had an intimate friend as do you?" Like two swans living in the monastery lake that were still so far from home. And Srila Prabhupada explained in his purport that Vidarbhi lamenting the departure of her husband, her Swami, is how a devotee should receive the news of Gurudev's departure. And her entering into the funeral pyre signifies that it's better to die with the departure of Gurudev than to fail to follow his instructions and strive to fulfill his mission. The appearance of the old Brahmana means, if you're that sincere, the super soul will appear to you in a form appropriate because you're not yet able to see the Lord personally. Whereas by following Gurudev's instructions, you're tantamount to seeing the Lord face to face. And Vidarbhi was pacified by the words of the old Brahmana because he's super soul. Of whom Gurudev is the manifestation. This is Vani. This is Vipralanga Seva. This is service of separation, which we had heard over and over is the highest ecstasy, which made no sense whatsoever and can't until you actually have some experience and realization that within the pain of separation is the joy of a deeper communion, which is both the basis of community and the impetus for mission to go and tell. Not only to tell others about how Srila Prabhupada touched our lives, but to hear from them how he has done the same. So, the wonder we discovered was the unfolding mystery in Srila Prabhupada's teaching, which is merely theoretical to us till this time. And in teaching us how to die, he was teaching beyond that how to live in a relationship beyond the reach of death, in a world where darkness never wins and separation is never the last word. But within the pain of separation awaits and unfolds a dynamic union where Srila Prabhupada's mercy and presence is forever expanding and growing. And this is the essence of Gaudiya Vaishnava teachings and the Blessed Spirit. And that ever heightening, eager, meditation. That sense of eager anticipation of Srila Prabhupada's coming became integrated with the growing conviction that he's already here. And he always will be. And this memory contributes to the experience and relationship extended from his samadhi, whether it be his blue samadhi, Deha samadhi, his Vrindavan, his Krishna samadhi, the Mayapur, or his Smriti samadhi here in the Vrindavan. And you can experience that influence of super soul continuing through the Prabhupada's relationship as when you're reading his books and a verse lifts off the page is imprinted in your heart. Indicating that you can touch that blue line. That. And they all did. What was it? time in Srila Prabhupada's personal presence, they all admitted they never experienced Srila Prabhupada to be so near and dear as that night in the palace. It is characteristic of modern society that significant encounters with others, however inspiring and helpful and illuminating and stimulating and good they may be, leave our lives basically the same unless we offer an invitation which expresses a desire to lasting relationship. Unless we can extend that invitation to Srila Prabhupada to enter our innermost feelings and thoughts, which we usually hide, probably even from ourselves, then we will not experience that Guru Mani, which is, in a sense, synonymous with Guru Mani. You left us that most precious example of taking Guru Dev's instructions as his life and soul, and against all odds, doing the unimaginable, leaving the love. It to us is a fearful even word to mantra, because death can come at any time. And here Srila Prabhupada is leaving him now to go to New York. This is the compassion corresponding to the pure love for Krishna, compassion for all the souls, the rest, and understanding of Krishna. So, communion is the foundation for communion, but it doesn't end there. It leads to mission. Share with others what we experience. And listen to them also. I'm sure that God has touched their hearts. And in that way, the spiritual lives will be sustained. So, in summary, Srila Prabhupada's palace is a very unique Smriti Samadhi because he personally visited different times during his life and gave personal instructions on how he wanted the construction to proceed. It is intended to be his residence, his country retreat. It became his Smriti Samadhi. And it was all Krishna's wonder. It is simple, good vases. Very few of them had any experience of doing anything more than more palace. And actually, it's a palace. Gold. And this indicates a very personal having a life with Krishna. How he loves his devotees, he wants to see them on the earth. And what he does, that same Krishna, for with him on hearts, showers his blessings. And this is why samadhis, by the culture, the history of samadhis, has gained such prominence in our Vaishnava culture as an integral component of our Krishna consciousness, developing or continuing relationship with departed Vaishnavas and Acharyas as they continue their service in the spiritual world, maintaining a presence in this world, offering the yoga pit and overlapping of the pure and spiritual worlds to facilitate our return back home. Thank you very much. Saraswati, tracks your scent, awareness, terrestrial lands, you might be successful. Dimas Mahaprabhu's both instruction and prediction that the holy name spread to every town and village forever. During Srila Prabhupada's lifetime, other than a very few, most of even the most visionary Gaudiya Vaishnava acharyas, gurus, and sadhus consider that Pritivatyatyatmagadhanam, Sarvapitachara Habimadhanam, the holy name was spread to every town and village. Yet, every town and village in India, every town and village of the world is India. I'm sure the Prabhupada's God brothers and associates were. I would think you can't express that name. The world is India. So the Prabhupada said no. So, Gauravani, the Karanga's instructions was to teach everyone about Krishna. His prediction, which was also a form of instruction, that the holy name traveled to every town and village of the world. Who? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati gave that instruction, and he inaugurated that mission. He was not pleased with its success. Who took that instruction to heart and nurtured it to fruition? That was our Guru Vani, for the Prabhupada's instructions, which is also for the world. And back to Vaidarbha, serving Vaidarbha Shaswami, and the appearance of the mystery Brahman, who is the old friend of Vaidarbha Shaswami's life. There are two swans swimming in the same lake, in the hearts, which they far from home. I'm sure the Prabhupada's purport. Taking the instructions of Guru as your heart and soul is tantamount to seeing the Supreme Lord face to face. He looked up as, and it was also his unprecedented faith in Gauravani, the instructions of Gauravani, which he took to the mass. And in so doing, changed the course of world history. And in so doing, actually fulfilled an intense desire and universal prediction that the Lord of the world's man turned down the village. So in synopsis, Guru Vani, Srila Prabhupada's instructions, is perfectly aligned and integrated with fulfilling the Guru's instructions in that way. Well, there's basically three. Deha Samadhi means where the body is placed. It may also be called Guru Samadhi. But that's, the Deha Samadhi is more specific. Guru Samadhi could be ashes. So it's Deha Samadhi, where the body is placed.
Samadhi is wherever his remembrance is enshrined. Does that mean that any ISKCON temple basically is a Smriti Samadhi of Srila Prabhupada?
Yes. Just